Hey, we're going to the classroom to bring you Pearl and Wood right now.
Thanks to Cody Lee for having us all on his show Monday Night Harmonia. My name is Paige, and our musical guests this evening are local band Pearl and Wood. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Why don't you take it away?
Ooh, we're starting.
We've got a new one for you here. But we have to make sure the banjo is in tune.
To Katie and Kay live from the Broadcast Learning Center with local band Pearl and Wood. Tonight, a bunch of us DJs are learning to mix band band live here at the station, so thanks to Steve Skinner for being our teacher. And thank you guys for being here. Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
Nice to have you. Why don't you introduce yourselves and maybe tell us a little bit about your history playing together?
I'm Ellie, and I play on the cello and vocals. And Nat, do you want to?
I'm Natalie, and I play banjo and keyboard right now. Sometimes that changes and becomes upright bass.
And she sings and plays the melodica and has really good foot tapping.
Thanks.
That keeps us in line.
That's important. And you guys are normally a three-piece band, is that correct?
Yeah, we are. We have a drummer, Mark Zoller, who's wonderful. He also plays in a great yacht rock cover band that many people listening have probably heard before and danced hard to.
Very cool.
But he's not here with us tonight.
Oh, well.
In spirit.
Yeah. He was. I could feel him through your foot tapping power.
That's how we channel
him. It can be obnoxious. Sometimes I have to take off my shoes so that you can't hear the foot tapping. I think it's all right on this carpeted room.
Yeah, no, it sounded great.
Thanks.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
We started this project when I was still in school in the Front Range, like 3 years ago?
Maybe 2.5? Three?
Three.
I don't even know.
And we started it one summer. I was back for a hot sec, and I got to play a little with Ellie, and I was like, oh, this is fun. And I think we started out, I was playing bass. We were doing the bass cello thing, and I just started playing banjo.
It was a lot of large wooden stringed instruments.
And, yeah, we just started playing that summer, and then I went back to school, and we played a couple gigs here and there during the winter when I was back to teach skiing and snowboarding, and then the next summer we played some more, and then finally last year I moved back, and it's been a really fun year of getting to dive a little deeper into our sound and write more songs and share them with each other, and it's been fun.
We're actually able to practice now.
Before we'd like show up to a gig 3 hours ahead of time and be like, okay, cram, go.
We haven't played in a month.
We haven't played since last winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
but now we get to use this very room as our practice space, and we're so grateful to K&K.
K&K's the best.
Nice. And are you both from Carbondale?
No, we're from the separate Washingtons. I'm from Washington State in Seattle. And Natalie's from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we met in the middle.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. In Carbondale, Colorado.
Yeah. Right, of all places.
All right. Well, we're so happy to have you. Would you mind playing us a couple more songs?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to tune real quick.
This next one's an instrumental song that's going to be on our upcoming recording that we're working on right now. We're not sure if it's going to be an EP or an album. But we started recording an EP and we got really excited, so we're gonna hopefully keep recording to do a few more songs.
Great.
Tuners lie, I swear. Can I hear your seat? Sweet. This one's Behind the Tent. Called Behind the Tent. I wrote it behind the Aspen Music Tent. It felt very renegade with all the classical music going on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
come on flat up he come, grooving up slowly he got juju eyeball he won, holy roller he got hair down to his knees. Not to be a joker, he just do what he please, yeah.
Take credit for that one. I wish we could.
No, but that was such a sweet cover, and that instrumental that you did before too was really beautiful.
Thanks, Paige.
So do you guys have any recordings available now for anybody interested in finding your music and obtaining it themselves?
Yeah, we have a website, pearlandwood.com, all spelled out, and we've got a few tracks up there.
They're like old scratch demos.
Yeah. We've been fortunate enough to be able to survive without much recording so far. It's a kind of a testament to, I think, to the demand for live music in this valley is really awesome. Mm-hmm. So the best way is to come to one of our shows, of course, but and then once our album comes out, which we're hoping for this summer sometime, that'll be like the real exciting recording to hear.
Right. You mentioned that earlier. So you're not sure if it's an EP or a full album yet?
We keep talking about it. We we're recording songs that we've been playing. Two of the songs we've been playing for 2 years. And after you've been playing a song for so long, we're trying to keep the life in it, but we've also been recording some of the newer stuff we've been writing, and that's just been really fun and fresh. And we've been working with Ralph Pitt up at Mad Dog Recording Studios. Mm-hmm. If he's listening, we don't know if he is. He's probably up there recording. We just want to say thanks to him and give a shout out to him. He's doing a great job. It's at Glenn Fry's old studio. Mm-hmm. Glenn Fry was one of the Eagles, and it's beautiful up in Old Snowmass. And there's just like all this good juju there. You know, like Stevie Nicks recorded there and Jackson Brown. Wow. And those guys are, I think, trying to revive that property and bring music back into it. And so we're just really fortunate to get to work with Ralph. And we'll keep you all posted. But our website, pearlandwood.com, again, if you join that, and we've got a mailing list sign up on there if you want to stay tuned to when that's coming out. We appreciate that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And do you have any, you mentioned the best way to hear your music is a live show. What are your live shows coming up?
We've got some booked for May. We're playing at the Inn at Aspen on May 18th. Yeah. And
we play a lot of weddings and private events. Ellie and I do sort of the duo, like ceremony, cocktail hour thing, and then Mark comes in for the reception. So we've got a bunch of private stuff lined up on the books. But we're going to have some good listening room shows. We'll probably do, I'm talking to Steve right now about booking a show there.
Oh, great.
Over the summer, and we'll definitely, we just did a house concert in Carbondale, and that's been a really fun way to get to play music and connect with people is through these house shows. Really sweet.
Great.
So we're hoping to do some more of those.
Yeah. We're a little bit in hibernation mode right now because of the recording. It's amazing how much work it takes. You always hear this, but we were in the studio for
hours,
like 30 hours to record 6 songs or something like that. And it's just, there's so much that goes into it that you don't see on the listening end.
Yeah. It's like a rabbit hole, really. We go in there at 9 in the morning and don't leave till 8 at night, and we walk out and it's dark outside. And I guess not now, but in the winter it was like that. Yeah.
It's a vortex.
Yeah. It's so fun, though, and humbling.
Yeah. We're kind of learning about that here tonight at in the broadcast center.
Yeah.
It's really amazing to see how much work goes into just listening to, just two artists and two instruments is just that. It's a lot of work in itself. It's really neat.
Respect for all the sound people. Thank you.
Yeah, they're invisible until something goes wrong.
I see you guys are playing live in Sopers Park on September 9th.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We've got that booked. We've got... If you go to our website, we've got our whole... I wish anymore. I could remember
them all. Well, for our listeners, that'll be live on KDNK, so they can tune in there if they can't make it to the show. Mm-hmm. Put it on your calendars now.
Get out that calendar. Yes, you. Get it out. Get out your pen. Get out your pencil.
Let's see. And before we go on, we're going to hear a couple more songs from you guys, if that's all right.
Good, yeah.
But before we go, I'd just like to say thanks to Steve Skinner for being here and teaching us all this amazing skills. Thanks, Cody Lee, for having us on your show tonight. And thanks, Greg Albrecht, Gavin Dahl, John Field, Raleigh Burley, Eric Albrecht, Jake, DJ Mammoth, and Frank Stuckins. They were our DJ crew tonight. I've been here too. My name's Paige. All right. Anyways, two more songs from Pearl and Wood.
You get to witness part of my relationship with Ellie. I force her to talk while I tune. So I'm going to do that now.
Last night in our house show, I was explaining the difference between 440 hertz and 432 hertz, which is, they're both different types of A's. It's like the difference between... That's a 440, and that's a 432A. Anyway, there's this whole long story about it, and I kind of botched it last night at our house show, but I will try and redo it right now while Natalie is tuning. But pretty much, back in the day, like I think it was the 19th century, the flatter A was the norm back then, and then... kind of around the early 20th century, I think, they started to adopt this 440. And there's this whole conspiracy theory about how the 440A, like, creates social chaos and discord, and the 432 creates, like, harmony. And it was funny, we were talking about this because for our recording, the piano that we were using was turned to 432.
It was from the 1800s.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It's an awesome piano. Sounds great. But I was raised playing classical music, which is strictly the 440A. And if you're even a little bit off, then you're the worst. And so, anyway, we had this whole conversation of like, well, do we want our album to be at the harmonious
resonance
frequency?
Of the earth. We did.
But we decided for 440.
You're going for chaos.
Yeah, just the chaotic mind. But looking at it as a positive thing. But mostly we did that is because I don't have frets and my ear is trained to 440 instead of 432.
All right, I think
we're
good.
All
right. I keep writing this. I like writing songs in B flat. That means I have to tune my whole banjo down. I play an old time banjo, which there's a lot of. It's not like bluegrass where you're playing out of one shape, really.
This is just the reality of playing a stringed instrument. There's a lot of tuning involved all the time.
Please.
Pearl and Wood, everyone. Thanks for staying tuned. They're over there in the classroom on the other side of the building, so.
We've got one more for you. This is one that Natalie arranged.
Me too, me too, me too, me too, me too, me too. Forward, sister, women, onward evermore. Bondage is behind you and freedom is before. Raise a standard boldly in the morning sun. A great injustice, see this fight begun. Me too, me too, me too, me too, me too. In an age of modern women, the truth has come to light. Our dirty-handed nation tries to hide these lies from sight. We sing to break the silence, in our chorus we hold strong. Our scars, they will not stop us, they seek to right these wrongs. Me too, me too, me too, me too, me too. Their stories we will tell, a phoenix from the ash. We march for the daughters, our bodies we reclaim. You cannot hold us down with hateful words of shame. Me too, we too, we too. Forward, sister women, onward evermore. Bondage is behind you and freedom is before. Raise a standard boldly in the morning sun. A great injustice, see this fight as won. We too, we too, we too.
Thank you, Pearl and Wood. That was great. Sounded really good. Thanks to everyone that attended the little workshop to be miking bands from the classroom to the studio over here. And Steve Skinner, former KD&K manager, came by to help us all out with that. I have to be here in the studio, so I didn't get to see all of it go down, but they sounded really great. So thanks to Pearl and Wood. That's Natalie and Ellie, who live here in Carbondale. Look for them playing live this coming summer. Thanks a lot.